He lives way out in Midvale area, and I had no idea what she was doing way up in Joondalup, and I'm not in Joondalup very often anymore because I live way down here. And so we meet, and she's like, "What are you doing here?" And so I explained the story to her that I'm on my way up, and I forgot mine, so I got to buy one. She goes, "Well, I've got one in my boot. I've got a projector in my boot, and you can have it." And I said, "Well, what do you exactly mean by have it? Like, I can just borrow it for this weekend, or I can have it. And she goes, "You can have it. And I was like, "Wow, this is amazing." And so the lady comes with my projector, and she's hearing this conversation. And so I look at her, and she goes, "Well, I guess you don't need this." And so she walks away, and I walk with my friend out to her car, and sure enough, there in the boot is a brand new, almost, projector and a screen, a travel screen to go with it. And she goes, "Here you go. You can have it for your ministry." And as I got back in my car and I began to drive up, the Holy Spirit whispered to me, "You will have what you need when you need it." I just want to loosen that over you right now. You will have what you need when you need it. And that began a journey for me of experiences like this, where he was saying, "You'll have what you need when you need it financially. You'll have what you need when you need it resource-wise, within that personally and within the house of prayer." And so, you know, God has blessed us with resources. He's blessed us with an increase financially. He's blessed us an increase in resources. He's blessed us with people being there at the right time to help us in our journey of establishing a literal house of prayer. He has increased our leadership team members over the last year. He said, "You'll have what you need when you need it." But then over the last few months, God has been moving to a whole new level of stretching me in this space of, "You'll have what you need when you need it." And it's crossed over now, not just to finances, not just to resources, but into my very ministry and speaking. I was speaking at a church about 2 months ago when it started, and I was preparing, and 3 days ahead, I'm waiting on the Lord. "Lord, what's the word for this church?" And he just kept saying to me, "You'll have what you need when you need it." And so I get to Sunday morning, and I still don't have a message. And so I go to the church early, and I'm in their prayer room, and I'm expecting the download to come in pre-service prayer. And it doesn't come. And so I get on the front row to the pastor, and I explain to him what's happening. And he's like, you know, he's cool. He's like, "It's okay. We'll just trust the Lord." And sure enough, in that moment, as I got up, I had what I needed when I needed it. And then I was invited to do a women's conference. And, you know, at a conference, you're expecting to go with, you know, your teaching prepared and all that stuff. And so God had given me 4 sessions, and he said, and he gave me kind of the outline for those 4 sessions. But then he said, "You'll have what you need when you need it." And so I am typically a minister who has notes and spends a lot of time preparing and hearing from the Lord ahead of time. But he's moved me into a whole new season of just seeking to be led by his Spirit and having what I need when I need it. And so as I was invited to come this morning, I shared with Pastor Kerry and Kay of this journey that God's had me on. And he's given me the same word this morning: "You'll have what you need when you need it." Are you excited? As all this has been unfolding, I have understood that God's heart desire for us is to encounter and experience His presence. In my journey over the last several months in the house of prayer, He's been taking me back again and again and again to Exodus 33, where the people have been so stiff-necked, God says to them, I'm not going to go with you into the promised land. Because if I do, I might destroy you. And in the following verses, Moses begins to, he goes into the tent of meeting. He's face to face with God. He's speaking with God. And in that process, then the Lord responds to Moses in chapter 33, verse 14. And he replies, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So Moses in the tent of meeting must be been having this dialogue with the Lord. Like, Lord, you cannot say that. You can't say that you're not going to go with us. And God responds, okay, my presence will go with you. And the next verse, Moses says, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me? What else will distinguish your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? It is His presence, brothers and sisters, that distinguishes us from all the other people on the earth. It is His presence that distinguishes us from every other religion in the world. No other religion has the presence or access to the presence of God except us. And if we don't have His presence, we have nothing to offer one another or the world. And so my journey has been one in these recent days of just pursuing His presence. And He's been reminding me that we have access to Him through the blood of Jesus. I want to read to you Hebrews chapter 10. And now we are brothers and sisters in God's family because of the blood of Jesus. Why don't you say that with me? I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am a part of the family of God because of the blood of Jesus, because of what He has done. And it says He welcomes us to come into the most holy sanctuary in the heavenly realm boldly and without hesitation. My friends, that is awesome. Every single day, every moment, you and I have access to the very presence of our God. We can go in with boldness and confidence without hesitation. We have access to His presence. How often are you accessing His presence in your life? Because He is available 24/7. To every single one of us. For He has dedicated a new life-giving way for us to approach God. Do you know, do you realize that you have the ability to access and approach your Heavenly Father any moment of every day? And are you accessing His presence in your life? For just as the veil was torn in two, Jesus' body was torn open to give us free and fresh access to him. We have access. Do you know what access means? It means the ability, the right, the permission to approach, to enter, to speak with our God. We have access this morning. Individually and corporately. And we want to do that. Right now, we just want to come before him together and access his presence, because it's his presence that makes us distinct from all the other people. And it's in his presence where we are transformed, where our hearts are touched, where our hearts are healed, where our minds are renewed. It's in his presence where all that happens. So this morning, first and foremost, I want to remind you that you and we have access to this God. But secondly, in the songs that we have chosen that we're going to just begin singing here in a few minutes, are also about the reality that we need to give him access to our lives. He is looking, he is waiting every single day for us to give him access to our hearts, to our lives. I give you permission. Pastor Craig prayed it at the beginning. Holy Spirit, we give you permission. He's looking for each and every one of us individually now to offer that prayer to him. I give you permission. I give you access to my heart. I open my heart, my soul to you to do and speak and have your way in me this morning. Whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you want to say, Holy Spirit, I give you access. And it's really not something I can do on your behalf. You have to do it yourself. Individually, personally, need to bring your heart before the Lord and say, Holy Spirit, I give you access right now. I welcome your presence. I welcome your word. I welcome your truth. I welcome whatever it is you want to do in me. So the songs we're going to sing are going to help us do that. And as we journey together this morning over the next few minutes, I don't know, 40 minutes or so, we're just going to welcome the Holy Spirit to do in and through and among us whatever he wants. We're not going to be in a hurry. And we're going to trust that he's going to give us what we need when we need it. And however he wants. So as we're worshiping, as you are beginning to give access to the Holy Spirit, if he is giving you a word or a vision or a scripture or something that you think might be for the whole body, just come and share it with Pastor Craig or I, and we'll just see what the Lord wants to do with it this morning. Or a prayer that he's rising up within your heart, you feel like you might need to pray for us collectively. If you're getting a word of knowledge, come and share it with us. God is at work here, and we just want to partner with him this morning. Will you just bow your heads with me?
All it takes is one moment. Just one touch from you.
Let's just stand together.
I put aside all distractions.
Just make this our prayer right now.
I came for you. I came for you.
Can we just sing that again? All it takes.
All it takes is one moment.
We honor your presence right now, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You are welcome here.
Holy Spirit.
Encourage you right now to just give him access. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy
I give you
Spirit.
Access. I give you access to my body, soul, and spirit,
Holy
every part of me.
Spirit.
I welcome your presence.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Just want to remind us right now. I just encourage you to just keep your eyes closed and just listen with your spirit right now. I'm just going to declare some scriptures in regarding to the Holy Spirit and what he does. And as I do, just allow the Spirit of the living God to, he will probably highlight one of these to you as you've given him access. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the one that is hovering as you hovered over all things before creation. We thank you that you are hovering over us right now.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you, you're hovering over every single individual in this place right now. Give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you a heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow the decrees and be careful to keep my laws. There are some of you here today where the Holy Spirit is going to be reminding you. The Spirit in you is going to be moving you to follow decrees and the word of the Lord that he's spoken to you in the past. Or he's going to bring scriptures to your mind right now. And his Spirit is going to be moving you to align your life with these words, with these truths, with the laws of his kingdom. So as he does that, just begin to say, yes, Holy Spirit, yes. Yes, I want to bring my life in alignment with you. I want to be moved by your spirit to follow your laws, to follow your word. The Holy Spirit is a gift to us. Luke 11 reminds us, Jesus says it, that our Father is one who gives good gifts to us, especially the gift of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we are coming before you. We are asking you right now for the gift of your Holy Spirit to manifest afresh and anew in each and one of our hearts and our lives. Your word says that you pour your love into our hearts by your Holy Spirit. We just ask him right now for a fresh outpouring of his love into your heart. Holy Spirit, pour your love into my heart this morning. I need an overflow of your love so that I can love my spouse. I need an overflow of your love so that I can love my children. I need an overflow of your love so that I can love my coworkers. I need an overflow of your love so that I can love my brothers and sisters in Christ right here in this place today. I need an overflow of your love to love my neighbors who annoy me. I need an overflow of your love in my life. Will you fill me afresh, Holy Spirit, as I give you access? The Holy Spirit is a counselor. Some of you, he's just going to bring counsel to you right now. He's going to give you insight and wisdom about the circumstances of your life, things that you've been asking him about. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our counselor. You bring the wisdom of heaven to our lives. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He teaches us things of the kingdom of heaven. He's going to be releasing some of his teaching into your hearts and minds right now. Holy Spirit is the one who reminds us. Holy Spirit, will you come right now and remind those who need reminding of things that you have spoken to them? Lord, us ask for a release of reminding them of dreams that you have given to them, that they have set aside, they put up on the shelf. I just ask for a reminder of those dreams right now, that you would awaken dreams in hearts and minds, and in their very spirit, they would become awakened again. I just declare over you that you will dream again. You will dream again. You will dream again. A coming to life. That might be a literal dream that you had, or it might be a dream in regards to a dream of life, of something that he's called you to do, something bigger than yourself, something more than you ever thought that you could do or be a part of, a dream that you have in your heart that was placed there by him. He's resurrecting that dream right now by his Spirit. He's reminding you of it. For some of you, he's reminding you who you are as his son and his daughter. Holy Spirit convicts of sin. Some of you today are going to experience the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And you need to open your heart to that conviction right now. He's going to be speaking to you about areas of your life, areas of sin in your life that you need to confess and repent of, so that he can bring restoration and healing and life to you again. Your sin has hindered his presence from moving in your life. Your sin has separated you from him. You're not experiencing his presence and his power in his life because there's some sin that you're holding on to and you won't let go of. The Holy Spirit is highlighting it today. He's awaiting your repentance, your godly sorrow, so that he can wipe the slate clean and journey with you into his plans and purposes for you. Holy Spirit is the one that testifies with our spirit that we are sons and daughters of God. Joy had a word about that. I want to just ask her to share that.
I've been going along to House of Prayer, where Candace is, on a Monday night and sometimes Friday night, and we just wait on God for a couple of hours and just with worship music and different things that God brings to Candace. And This last week, I've just all week since I was there on Monday night, this song has been just coming back to me again and again, all over and over throughout the day. I'm no longer a slave of fear. I am a child of God. And it's been such a blessing just in every situation that I've found myself in, just to be reminded and reassured that I'm a child of God, and so I don't have to fear. I don't have to fear anything because the Lord is with me, and he's my very present help.
Awesome. So Holy Spirit, we just ask for a release of that right now. There's those of you who need that reminder right now. And the Holy Spirit is the one who testifies with my spirit that I am a son of God, that I am a daughter of God, and I no longer need to fear because his perfect love drives out fear. We ask for a loosening, a release of that perfect love, Holy Spirit, right now. Thank you.
There's nothing worth more, Jesus.
Behold, how good. How pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing and life forevermore.
Our God is a God who gives a spirit of unity. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Romans 15. I just want us to just spend a few moments right now, just thinking about this gift of the spirit of unity. Do you need it in your home? Do you need it in your marriage? Do you need it in your family, your extended family? We know we need it within the body of Christ. We want to ask for that afresh right now for this body, for Hillside Church. God would loosen and release a spirit of unity among us. But let's start individually. How is your unity individually with God right now? How is your oneness with Jesus? How is your unity with your spouse? Maybe you need to ask God for the gift of the spirit of unity in some relationship in your life. I encourage you to do that right now. He's the giver of all good gifts. Jesus, you prayed in John 17 that we would be one as you and the Father are one. Father, I just want to ask for a grace to be loosened upon Hillside Church to enter into the oneness of the Father and the Son, the unity of the Father and the Son. I ask that you would allow them to be an answer to Jesus' prayer. Jesus prayed they would be one. Father, let them be an answer to Jesus' prayer in this place. I ask for a release of a supernatural unity as they enter into this Christmas season and as they enter into 2020. Would you loosen a supernatural unity and oneness among them that they might be one with you and they might know the love of the Trinity that you share amongst yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I ask that same love would be known and experienced in the place of oneness in this place, so much greater than they can even comprehend and imagine right now. Would you loosen it? Would you stir it in their hearts? Would you cause it to rise up from within them? Would you cause a desire to rise up from within them for that unity, for that oneness, and for that love that reveals Jesus to the world, that reveals the love of the Father to the world here in Forest Field? Lord, we know that that unity, that oneness, that love is all about a harvest. It's about us having intimacy with you, but it's also about us being in such a place of intimacy with you that it overflows from our lives and from this church in such a way that the community around in Forest Field knows this love of the Heavenly Father and knows that Jesus is the one He sent to reveal His heart, His love to them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shout
out, Gloria. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so good. I just want to share, guys, that this morning at 9:30, I got a call from St. John of God in Midland to say that my mum is having a major heart attack, and it had been going on since about 8:30 last night, and she was getting rushed to Royal Perth for emergency surgery. So I quickly prayed and sent a text to the eldership, and you guys prayed. When she arrived at Royal Perth, the pain had stopped, and I just spoke to the cardiologist, and he said that they'll monitor her, but they're not going to do any surgery. So praise God, and you know, He is at work, and He is so good. And I think we just need to come together, and that unity just spoke to me, and we just got to just unite and pray together. And we are family, and it is so good to be part of this family. And Jesus is so good. So I just praise Him this morning. Hallelujah.
We're going to sing "Your Presence is Heaven to Me" right now. And I just want to open up the front. If you would just like us to pray and bless you for a fresh anointing of His presence in your life. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe He's already been speaking to you about something. Maybe your heart needs healed today, and you want us to just place our hands on your heart and release His presence. Part of that being a part of the body of Christ is that we are here to bless and to pray for one another, and God actually releases His presence through us, through one another. Or maybe it's just someone sitting next to you and you want to just say, hey, can you pray for me right now? Can you bless me right now as we sing this song? Your presence is heaven to me. We just want to loosen the presence of heaven. Over you today. Thank you, Lord. I just feel prompted to share a story of a woman I met a few weeks ago. And she came forward for prayer. And she's in a broken relationship and she has several kids. And she's a Christian, but she's crying out to God. She said, God, I know you love me in my head. I know you love me in my head. I know you're a God of love. But I've never actually experienced a manifestation of your love in my life, in my heart. That I know it in the core of my being. I know it here, but I don't know it here. And she was grieving over the reality more than anything that she couldn't pass that on to her kids. She's like, I want my kids to experientially know the love of God, but I've never experienced it. And so therefore, I don't know how to pass it on to them, God. And she was telling me that the day before, as she was praying this prayer, as she was talking to God about this, he dropped into her spirit a song about the love of God, a song about how his love pursues us relentlessly, a song that declares that he goes after that one lost sheep and pursues them, a song that declares that when we come home, he embraces us and kisses us and welcomes us home, and in that there is an experience of his presence. And she goes, I was just listening to that song all day long, again and again and again. I just had it on repeat all day long. And then when I came to church this morning, we sang that song. And God just began to minister to her. And she had come forward again just for prayer to say, I just want to encounter and experience this love of God in my life, so that I can pass it on to my kids. Will you pray for me? So I'm wondering if there's anyone here this morning. Maybe you're already up here, but maybe you still need to come. You could say, that's me. I know God loves me in my head, but I've never had an experience, a manifestation, a knowing deep within me of this love that my Father has for me. There could be many reasons for that, but I just want to pray for you. And it might happen right now, or it might happen when you're home and you're spending time in your quiet place with him. But I just believe he wants us to pray and ask for that for some of you right now, that you would encounter and have an experience of the love of God in a way that you've never known before. So we continue to worship. Feel free to come forward if that's you.